Hey there, everybody, welcome back. So happy to be here today. Really, really grateful. Wherever you're listening, first and foremost, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share it if you like, and help me out as well. But just doing this class helps me, and doing the class as it comes in the reality of my life and just giving over, and if somebody else out there can benefit from it, then that's great too. And in the book Dance of the Omer for today we're talking about Netzach Sheb Yesod. Rav Benji, he talks about that day 39 falls on Shabbos, Netzach Sheb Yesod. So we know that every single week in this count this year, Netzach falls on Shabbos. So here we are, we're already in the second to last week, which is incredible, second to last Shabbos of doing this, which is absolutely wild. And it's special as well because it's day 39. And day 39 is significant. Why? Because tomorrow's day 40. Okay, great. What does any of that mean? Day 40 is a significant number for many reasons. 40 days or 40 repetitions has the power for something to actually take hold. As it says, the sages say that after 40 days, this is when the soul comes down. Once there's a, the X and Y chromosome come together, the sperm and the egg, it takes 40 days before the neshama is kind of placed there in that body. Give it that life, that essence, the spark of Hashem. Right? So it takes 40 days to happen. As we know as well, there was 40 days and 40 nights for the world to be renewed in that mikvah of the Mabul, the great flood of Noah, right? And so it was 40 days there, 40 days and 40 nights specifically. And there's many more examples, but 40 days also in recovery has a very, very important thing. Studies show that when a person can abstain from a certain behavior, whatever it may be, that the brain starts to rewire, right? We have an elastic brain. We have plasticity. We do heal, all that fun stuff. And the brain starts to rewire after 40 days, where the first 40 days are really a struggle. It can be a struggle. And after 40 days, it's still a struggle, not that it's not a struggle, and not like 40 days is the goal only for today, right? Which is the same thing of this class is today. We're counting today, right? Is what we should be doing. But there's something special about the day 40. And so, okay, great. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about it on day 39? Today's 39. Well, 39, right? If this corresponds to, we talked about the mikvah of the world that renewed the world with the flood of Noah. So this is the day before that day, right? And when a woman goes to a mikvah, the day before, she has to do preparations in terms of cutting nails, and there's a whole checklist of things that need to be done before you go to the mikvah. So it's a day of preparation in a sense. But what does that mean to me in the sense of, well, I thought today's for today, tomorrow's for tomorrow. How are we going to know we're going to get there? And that's why Netzach enters specifically. Netzach Sheb Yesod. How are we going to get there? Funny enough, I thought about it, how I'm going to do this class, because I've been doing this class and releasing them before every single one so far. And this weekend, I had a Shabbat Chatan, Afruf, whatever you want to call it. One of my good friends, Micha, is getting married to the love of his life, Nechama. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Point being is, we're going camping, and I was able to get the first one out, and I wasn't able to get the second, this episode, out before Shabbos. So, could have just released it as it is. Done is better than perfect. But I didn't even have a chance to do that. So, what do I do now? I'm going to go back and maybe just release that as it was. Or now, maybe I have an opportunity to expand on it a little bit. And it actually, it ties specifically to the theme, because Netzach, what does it mean? It means getting back up, having resilience, getting back up. And the problem is, when we don't get there so many times, it's because we don't get back up. As we said before, that it's not the cookie that broke the diet. It's when we felt bad about the cookie and ate the whole pack. And this is what happens a lot of times when we fail to do what we've been wanting to do and where we've been going to. And it's funny enough that this happened on day 39 as I'm talking about this, right? But so much of making it there is making it there, right? I did do the count. I'm still on the count. And if you're not on the count, that's okay too. And if you're just checking in every once in a while and getting something from it, that's okay too. Everything, right? Progress over perfection is key in life. That being said, earlier in the week, we were talking about Gevurah Sheb Yesod. And Gevurah Sheb Yesod corresponded to having the strength to not pull things before they're done. To not try and eat the fruit before it's ripe. And the same thing with relationships. Not to push somebody to do something they're not ready to do or they don't want to do. And also corresponds to us when it comes to having a purpose, that sometimes we just quit too early. We don't give things enough time to incubate. Incubation period. To allow it to take hold and take form, which is specifically on day 40. So what happens if on day 39 you stop? It's not over yet. You can still keep going. That's the whole point. Resilience. Getting back up after you've fallen makes you get there. It doesn't mean you start off at the beginning. I think I've shared this story before, but Rabbi Dr. Avraham Tursky shared in his book, Lights Along the Way, which is a commentary on Mesilas Yesharim, about that the person who falls in Dr. Rabbi Avraham Tursky was also very big with recovery, 12 steps, all these kind of things as well, and very practical way of life. And he was a doctor, in addition to being a genius great, and a long line of Hasidic dynasty, the Chernobyl dynasty, and as I mentioned, very into combining 12 steps, recovery, and Torah. So he shared, you know, the addict thinks, or the person thinks, whoever it may be, we all have share these kind of thoughts that when they're walking, and let's say they're walking and it's icy, and they slip, the addict thinks, oh, I'm starting over again. That's it. I'm starting over. I've messed up. And what happens? Well, it gives you the opportunity to now just, well, I screwed up already. Might as well really screw it up. Right? Like someone who's an recovering alcoholic, they may have a drink, and they say, I lost my sobriety. Well, now that I lost my sobriety, I mean, I might as well get drunk, right? Like, it'd be silly to, like, lose my sobriety and just take a shot and not really take full advantage. And it could be that that whole thing that happens between that decision to not, to you know, where you made a mistake, and now to go and continue it, that's where the real problems can come. That's where a person can get the DUI, or they're making the mistakes, or they're so many horrible things that can happen at that time. And so the ability to snap back as quickly as possible, resilience, is imperative. Especially when it comes to your purpose, right? Yes, in Gevurah Sheb Yesod, we want to maintain strength and to not pluck things too early, to not quit on things too early. But what happens if we make a mistake? How are we quickly are we going to get back up? And so we can have that purpose and continue that purpose. And this is pretty much the lesson today, right? Or I should say this of Shabbat. And I'm recording this now on Sunday, and we're going to have another class coming on here soon about today. But this is the essence of purpose. You can only have a purpose if you are willing to get up over and over and over again. And that's how you make it to 40 days. And when you make it to 40 days, that's how you make it to 40 weeks. If you make it to 40 weeks, that's how you make it to 40 years. It's one step at a time in this way that there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and there's going to be falls along the way. But the story of Avraham Tursky never finished it, right? So a person, when they fall, the addict will say, oh, well, I've fallen, I'm at the beginning. And that's silly. He uses the analogy of somebody who is walking along the road on an icy road and he slips and he falls. That person would never say, oh my gosh, that's so stupid. I'm so stupid. I'm now back at home. You know you're not back at home. You made progress over here. You fell. Okay. So what can I do to prevent the fall again? But I get back up and I move from here. I'm not going to go back at the beginning and I'm not going to turn around and now go back home. Okay, fine. I fell over here. Bummer. Be better if I hadn't fallen. But guess what? Now that I did fall, maybe I can analyze a little bit more and say, okay, well, did I become careless? Was I not thinking about where I was stepping? Maybe there's something on the ice that I can notice that whenever this kind of terrain happens on the ice, maybe there was a hump hanging up and I slipped on that, or maybe it was black ice, extra slippery, and maybe it was slushy. Maybe there's something else that I can analyze about what made it that I fell here. And this in itself is a huge power. The power to get back up, and this is what creates purpose long term. We can only have our purpose if we keep going. Otherwise, it's just a pipe dream. It's something that we want to happen, and we think it's going to happen, and then something happens, and we go, and we feel bad about ourselves, and go lay in bed until the next time we feel inspired, or maybe never. So what is it for you that is something that maybe you felt purposeful, or you were on track to do something, and fell and didn't get back up? Today is the day to go and to get back up and to keep going. And in this way, we're going to see that all of us are fulfilling our purpose, getting back up. We win when we fulfill our purpose. And we win when we continue on in resilience. And so by doing this, having a purpose, feeling good about ourselves, we're going to inspire other people to have a purpose, feel good about themselves, to have attraction rather than promotion, feel good, so that they themselves can do what they ask of them, that Hashem is asking them. In this way, every single person will be fulfilling their purpose, that nobody has to do the same thing as everybody else, but just know that you yourself have something very special about you that no one else can do, that we're waiting for you to complete, that you'll be inspired to complete it, and by you completing it, you'll be inspiring someone else. And in this way, every single person will complete their purpose, and we'll see the rebuilding of the third temple. All of Am Yisrael healed, all of Eretz Yisrael healed, all people returned to their proper places, hostages, and all lost tribes combined with all of Am Yisrael together forever for the whole world. L'chaim.